Fagel and Corban. Now, if they did this on purpose, they are Chayavim. They have to compensate the Baal for the lost Corban. Hashogigim, if they were Shogeg Serim. Helesh Pigulam Pigul. They're Potter, but the Pigul still stands. So, Yeah, Markish Lama Shulchan Dishmayavo. Okay, if they are the Shulchan of Shemayim, I know Shepigulam Pigul. That's why they have the ability to make Corban into Pigul, because they are not necessarily the Shulchan of the Baal. But Eliam are Shulchan Dishmayavo. If you say the Shulchan of the Baal, am I Pigulam Pigul? Why is their action making it Pigul? Lemelei. I made you into my agent only for my benefit, but not for my detriment. So if that's the case, how can the coin go then and function as a shliach and do something detrimental to the one in his form, in his agency? How can you do something detrimental to the sender? So the Rosh points out here that the question is really not from the side of Mazes, because if he does it on purpose, then he is disengaged his agency. He's doing the Pigul on purpose, and he's acting on his own. And since he's acting on his own, he's able to be mafagel the carbon, because we have a principle that one can affect another person's items or possessions when he does a maise. So here he's doing a maise by the carbon. And since he's doing a maise, that action is enough to be mafagel or do an impact on the status of another person's possessions or carbon. When it comes to shogay, if they make it, even though they're culture, they make it into Pigul. How could it be that they're making Pigul? Because here they're still acting within their agency. If they're acting within their agency, why should it be that they're able to make it to Pigul? The Baal doesn't want to be Pigul. And the agent is only as functional or strong as the one who sent them. It must be that they are Shluchei Dishmaya. Mar says, Amr is shiny. Gabi Pigul, Amr Kor, Lo Yech Hashem, Lo Mikol Makom. The Pigul has a special reboy that even if, again, the person's acting not in the agency because he's doing something that the shaliach, the one who sent them, would not want. Nevertheless, the people have impact on the korban because of the pasuk hashev lo, that it would not be considered for him, and that we do not, it's no longer a kosher korban, and that despite the fact that he's only an agent here, he's still able to be a fagel of korban. So the gemara here is inconclusive with regards to whether binar shluch in nidan or shluch in dishmaya, whereas the gemara kiddushin, where the sugya is also pondered. Here the Gemara does conclude that they are Shluchei Dishmaya because of the general principle that if they were Shluchei, we have a general principle in agency, and an agent is only as strong or as functional as the person who sent him. So since an Yisrael couldn't bring the korban, how could the Kohen as our agent bring the korban on our behalf? So it must be that the Kohanim are Shluchei Dishmaya. And now the Gemara continues, Gufa, back to his name of Rabbi Yochanan, that all korbanos require das, except for those that are mechusrei kavara, those that deal with tumah, where a person is bringing a korban, right, to give them back access to the mikdash or to joining the kahal. Shiradam may be korbanos banav, the albanos tavak tanim. How do I know this? Because a person can bring, a mechusrei kavara can bring on his minor children. Because he can bring it on his minor children, therefore, anybody could bring it, or any could bring it down das, because minors do not have das. The fact that you can bring a korban on their behalf, alright, signals to us that there is no requirement of das in this case. That's the case. And why can't a person bring a chatos for his friend? Right, a chelav for his friend. Shekena dam may be a lishdoshot dam. Right, that a person can bring for his wife, who is not a sound mind, a person can bring a chatos. So if a person can bring a chatos for his wife who's not of sound mind, then we see why you don't require das. Since his wife doesn't have das, yet he can still bring a korban chatos on her behalf. So if that's the case, then why can't anybody bring a chatos for their friend? If you don't require das, then anybody should be able to function as a bringer of the chatos or bring up chatos on behalf of their friend without any das. So where it says, the fact that a person can bring on his wife that shows that Rabbi Yehuda Alama, if that really true, Amar Alaza, he preached, or why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says he preached Chatas Kelo Karel Latukul? A person who takes a Chatas or separates that animal to be a Chatas or his friend hasn't done anything. So Rabbi Yehuda receives that you must require that. The Gemara says, Ishto shows that he can tell me. What's the case where his wife is not of sound mind to bring the korban? Eat the Akwa, if she shows up, if she ate the Kelo, or she did something wrong with Shota, well, even if she ate it when she was a sound judgment, sound mind, when she was at the Shota, then the korban is no longer a valid korban. So what? We can't come up with a case where a Isho Shota, where he's able to bring a chalev or a chatas chalev on her behalf. And the only time, so it must be that we're talking about what chatas can a husband bring on behalf of his wife. That is a chatas yoledet. In another case, that was Usurei Kapara. So again, you're seeing the principle of Rabbi Yochanan that a chatas, that Usurei Kapara are shiny or different, because Usurei Kapara are the only kapara that you can bring without that. The Gemara says, well, only after you've got a testa called Chamir, which can have maybe a banav of Benot Tavak Tanin. And maybe a person should be able to bring a korban tesach on behalf of his friends, because a person is able to bring his own korban tesach for his own minor children. Since he brings this for his minor children don't have da. If you can bring a tesach for your minor children, you should be able to bring a tesach for anyone else. Alama, so why is the case that Amar Abla, the Hebrew tesach, the real blood of love? The person is mafrish a korban tesach for his friend has done nothing. Meaning that you can't. It requires da to have someone else join your korban tesach. Amar Abubay, Sarah. Celebrate the vote, love their right. So the requirement of celebrate the vote that people that distinguish themselves or point themselves onto a specific korban tesach, that's only a din dirabonon. So why does it make a difference if it is a din dirabonon? Right, so you can look in the Ran actually says something very unusual here. He says, Amrav Zera, the second widest lines in the Ran, Amrav Zera, celebrate the vote, love their right. So hold on, Chai Danim. We do our done over here. Me and Pesach, Lamatas, the Medak, the Sela, Beit, the Vot, Lavda, right? So, yes, you're right. By Ksanim, you can bring the Korban Pesach. But the problem there is because Sela, Vot, is Lavda, right? Says, the Minha Torah, Eina Ksanim, Trichim, Lehimanos, Besen, Bnei Achavura. From the Torah, the Ksanim do not have to join along with the Bnei Achavura. El Oklim, Yemenu, Apopish, Lo Nivolo. They could eat it, even though they were not appointed to be on this Korban Pesach. Even though there's a requirement that a Pesach be only eaten by those that were part of the Korban at the time of the Akrovah, this is only talking about people who are who need to be on the Korban. Maktanim don't have to be part of a Korban Pesach, therefore their eating is not a negative effect on the Korban. But your friend, who is required to eat a Korban Pesach and needs to be appointed on a Korban Pesach, then when he comes to eat, that's a violation of celibate avot. Whereas by a chatan, who is not required to eat the Korban Pesach, since he does not need to be on the Korban Pesach, when he eats from it, he does not have a negative effect on the Korban. And then just to point out here, I think the Rav, Salavetchik of the Tzav, was medayik here from the Ran, that says, the min ha-tara ain't sanim tzrichim le-himanos b'seim b'nei ha-chavura. They don't have to, they don't need, right, to join the set with the Bnei Achavura, but it sounds like, on the other hand, that since they don't need to, but they could, and if they wanted to, they could be Manoi ala Korban Pesach, or maybe even they should be Manoi ala Korban Pesach, but they don't have to be. The fact they don't have to be already makes it that whatever they do with regards to Korban Pesach is not effective to make it Pesul. Alright, now continuing in the Gemara. Umimai! And how do you know this works? I mean, it's not Omer the Banav. How do you know that it works that you can be Monoi Tanim onto a Korban? Hamor the Banav. Arani Shokhena Pesach Amisha Alemi Kemri Kshon Yushalayim. So father sets up a race between his children. He says that I will shock the Korban Pesach on any one of you who gets to Yushalayim first. Kevin Jayamsen is Rishon Rosh Guruvo, the person who gets his head and his robe of his body into Yushalayim first. Zalka Bechalka. He's the one who is Zoche to have the Korban Pesach. Umezaket Echavimo. And then he joins the rest of his brothers along with him. V'yamar Tzelebei Tavos. All right, so if you believe Tzelebei Tavos is all right, does it mean that any only people are appointed beforehand can eat for the Korban Pesach? Avritzrakai Umezaketu. We're already talking about the Korban Pesach's been shechted. And then he's being moneh these children on the Korban Pesach when it's an Alvitzra, when it's Midrash. If there was a requirement to have Manui al Korban Pesach, even for Ketanim, he would have had to have this decision prior to Meshechting the Korban Pesach. Ella, so if that's the case, then why did he make up this race, and why was he Mizaka them in the Korban Pesach? Lamo, Dominon, the Zarizim, the Mitzvot. The only reason the father made the race was to be Mizarizim, the Mitzvot. Not that it had real halakhic implications, whoever got there first, or the Minui al Korban Pesach had any halakhic implications. He did it in order to be Mizarizim, so they should get up there faster. And how can I prove that to you? Because you'll see, Tanya Namiyaki Masaya, there was another case of Kadmu Banot the Banim. The girls got there first, Nimsu Banot Pizza, Banim But no, the girls were zariz, were much more zariz than mitzvot, and the boys were lazy. And that, but you don't see from here, when that second case, they don't say, oh, and because the girls were zochah, they were on the zak everyone else. But you see that they just make a statement about the characteristics or the character traits of the children of the boys and the girls, but not about the zikui on the carbon pesach. So you see that that's not what was relevant in this case of being manoi or having them be joined as part of the carbon pesach. The real issue would be with that under mitzvahs. You can see from this that ketanim don't really need to be a part of the carbon pesach or manoi on the carbon pesach because the sale of the vote is only zirah banon. And therefore, that's the reason that Katanian can eat from the carbon pesach, or you can bring a carbon pesach on behalf of a katan. But from there, we cannot prove that one can bring a carbon pesach on behalf of his friend. Because his friend does need to be manoi on the carbon pesach. He has a requirement to be part of his carbon pesach, and therefore you cannot discharge that obligation for him without his das. And now the Gemara continues on with the mission, the other part of the mission, which is that you can be torein et trumot das. You can remove truma from someone who is the Ranami man. You buy the hook. My ass, a Torah Mishelo El Shal Chavero, one who takes off from his friend what's his stuff. His friend has tevel, and he wants to be metakin, the tevel of his friend, but he takes off truma from his own possessions, from his own grain. Serf das alo, does he have to have the das of the balabai? The one who has the tevel, does he need to know that his friend is actually doing this on behalf or not? What's the two tzadim? Mi Arminu came to school sugo of Tarasat. Since he is doing something that is a school for him, he's taking off the true one, he's been attacking the tevel, it will no longer be tevel. That's a school for him. So Zabin Shalom of one of you can be the Zach for someone that's not in front of him. Therefore it works. Odilma, Mitzvah Delay, who have been able to mend it. But maybe it's the mitzvah, the one who is created, the one who's piled, or Dagan, Tiroshi, Tari, it is. It's his mitzvah. And since it's his mitzvah to be. He wants to be mafish the true one. Therefore, you cannot be mafish without the dot of the valid. If that's the case, Hashma, we'll see from our mission now. Maybe we can prove it. Torah mission was up, it's not was up. Someone's mudar on the law from his friend can't be mafish his true most, and it's maestro, slid to hato. Right? The maestina, what's the case? Ilema, if we say the case is here, that Michel Balakari, Al-Shel Balakari, agree. That what is the pow? It's the owner of the tevel, and you're taking off truma from the owner's own possession. Dato deman. Who needs to know about this? Elaim the dato delay. If it's the das of the owner himself, so the das of the shliach, man shavye shliach. How could he go ahead? How could he be mafresh truma from someone else's possessions with their own stuff? Meaning that if Reuven and Shimon are here, Reuven has a big pile of tevel, and then Shimon goes ahead and says, you know what? I'll be mafresh truma from Reuben's pile with. a violation of the nether be was usher ben adam. In the case of kosher, I wrote to Lichomino Maxi, if anybody comes along and is Torah is not going to lose it out. In that case, the Ran said it possibly would not even work for Truma, because it's not enough of a das or shlichus to make good for Truma, and it would not be a violation of the nether because he's not instructing him. Obviously, he's not giving him direct instruction. He says there's an in between Lashon, which is the Lashon that Gemara uses, this is a Kolorosa Lichom Yovo Vietrom. Since he says Kolorosa Lichom Yovo Vietrom, that's enough to give him instruction or give him access to taking off the Truma and consider him a Torahim or a Shliach for the Truma, because he needs Da'at for the Truma, and that's enough Da'at for the Truma to work. But on the other hand, he's not a directed Shliach, he's not instructing him directly to do it, and therefore anybody could come undone it. The fact that he did it, right, is irrelevant. In that case, he's not violating the nether of Isser Hanok. Ron says it's just this Lashon in the middle which has to both work for Truma and not be a violation of the nether. But if he gave him more directed instructions, he would both violate the nether and the Truma would be good, whereas if he gave him less directed instructions, like Kulav Torah and Ma'afsid, in that case, not only would it not be a violation of the nether, it wouldn't even work for Truma. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask the next question, which is, who's entitled to give the Truma away? Who has the entitlement to give it to the Kohen? Who has that value? Meaning that, is it me or me that he loves Heyreid Heyah? Do we say that the one who's being mafresh Shimon is being mafresh the Truma from his own stuff? Without his heroes here, there would be no Truma. His parents are Truma. So, then what may we say? Lam Peri the Ho has not been for the Tevel of Reuven. I've been Peri that day Truma. Then Shimon's stuff that he's given here would never be Truma. Because it's only because of Reuven's Tevel. Only Amakro. It's called Tuazar Achav and Anata. Whoever has the Tevel gives it. Based on the puzzle, it sounds like Reuven, who has the temple, has the right to give away the Truma, even though the Truma is coming from Shimon's possession. Where it says, Eitav Eitorim and Shumotav et Masotav l'dahato, our Mishnah. Via Marto, but I know as a Balakri, if you say that the one who owned it, Reuven, is the one who's entitled to give away the Kohen, how come a Hadilei? Then when Shimon is Mafresh Truma for Reuven, then Reuven now has the ability to give that Truma to whoever he wants, and Shimon's giving him it all. So how could it be that he's Mudar and off from him? So it says pretty clear that the Tovah Tanah must belong to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon because now Shimon's mafreshit, and then he can do whatever he wants with it. So Reuven's getting no benefit. therefore day is not getting any hadas ruvein, and that's why in our Mishnah it's not a problem when he's torn to Mazov Shel Chamero, because when Shimon takes it off, it remains in Shimon's possession to get out of it to whichever Kohen he wants. And since he's only Shimon's getting only hanah for himself, because he can get now this Truma for whichever Kohen he wants. That's not a violation of Neder. Ruvein now has Tevel that's Matukan. That's Shugom Mabiyama, that Shimon decided to do it on his behalf. What about Das Balin? What do you don't need Das Balin? The Gemara says, either it's the case of, so he says, Kolorosalitrum Yogo Yitro, or a case where he doesn't need Das Balin. That's the whole point. Then his Rami Shalosh, Chavero doesn't require a Das Balin.